Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. And if you did not, hey, hang out with me. Let's end the Monday on a high note. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. Pacific. I'm happy and thrilled to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. We got plenty to get into, plenty to talk about. Let me fill you in on this first, give you an update. NBA Finals is going on right now. The Denver Nuggets have an opportunity to close this series out and become NBA champions. And right now, they're playing from behind. Not a lot. They're about 4 minutes through here in the third. Miami leads 55-49. Denver Nuggets look like they're on their way to the free throw line. They're just trying to chop things away. Not the start that the Nuggets wanted here to try to close out Miami at halftime. Miami led 51-44. Denver was 1 of 15 from deep, and they had 10 turnovers. And so even though they're losing, I mean, the way they performed in the first half of this game, you would think that the Denver Nuggets would be getting slapped around a whole hell of a lot more. And this is still a ridiculously competitive game. I don't think anybody would be shocked either way, regardless of what happens. So we'll keep you up to date on Game 5 of the NBA Finals as we continue on here through the night. We've had a busy weekend, some for good, some for bad. Djokovic, this man is now walking around, and he got more Grand Slams than anybody, breaking the tie at 22. He now has 23. Unfortunately, also over the weekend, Brittany Griner accosted by an idiot in an airport down in Texas. And so we'll keep you up to date with everything going on. Also in the world of the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins still looking for a team, met with the Tennessee Titans today, is expected to meet up and sync up with the New England Patriots. And then Saquon Barkley, of which there were many just off-season training camps for students and kids and charity softball games. It gave Saquon Barkley an opportunity to tell everybody, yeah, man, I'm still looking for my contract. I'm still looking for my deal. We know this after the New York Giants decided to franchise tag him. They want to come to an agreement. So plenty to get into, plenty to talk about. We even have an update when it comes down to the PGA and LIV. It appears that the United States government is now getting involved to figure out what the hell this deal is all about. If you want to talk to me here, it's simple. CBS Sports Radio, we got a bunch of phone lines. We got one phone number, and we pay our bills, so it works. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS if you want to give me a holler. I am everywhere on social media. It's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how are you? How was your weekend?
It was good, JR. I'm just glad we're getting a good Game 7 and both teams showed up, man. How are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was, I don't remember, man.
Really?
Oh, I do remember. I went to a wedding yesterday. I tried to mind my business. I worked on Saturday at WFAN in New York City, and so I'm good. Like you, I'm happy that we got a good game. The games have been interesting. I'm just ready for the NBA Finals to be done. I am ready for the Denver Nuggets to just, like, stomp the fire out from the Heat. I'm ready for the Nuggets to be champions because the Nuggets have pretty much shown everybody that they're a better team. And Miami has also shown tonight in leading right now and fighting back that, you know, and we can throw out all the cliches. Miami Heat are scrappy. I mean, for the past month, 2 months, it's about Heat culture and what Pat Riley has done. It's like, damn, dude, how many more times do I have to hear this? We know the Miami Heat play hard. They're a great basketball organization. They're not a joke like the Houston Rockets who are running around, you know, telling everybody or at least leaking out that they might want to bring in James Harden for a return. They might bring in a Kyrie if they can get it done. The Miami Heat are the cream of the crop. And so if they win tonight to extend the series or if they lose, Miami's going to be respected. Up and down the organization, whether it's Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra, I think now 14 years coaching the Miami Heat, yeah, they're tough. And then when you got Jimmy Butler as your best player, and by the way, Jimmy Butler is having a crap night. I mean, since the Milwaukee Bucks, he's spraining his ankle against the Knicks. He ain't been all that hot, just to be clear. But Jimmy Butler tonight with 8 points, 2 of 9, the Miami Heat don't get this far if Jimmy Butler isn't the guy. If Jimmy Butler wasn't the leader, if Jimmy Butler didn't play with an edge, if Jimmy Butler didn't play towards exhaustion, the Miami Heat would not be here. We know Tyler Hero, who, by the way, is available to play tonight, has not yet entered the game. He might be the dude putting up the shots. Bam Adebayo is certainly an all-star as well. Kevin Love is past his expiration, but he can still give you something. Jimmy Butler is the bus driver, and they go as he goes. And so bringing him in 2019, we saw the Miami Heat go into the bubble and go to the finals. We saw last year them almost go back to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals Game 7. With the Boston Celtics, Jimmy Butler missed the shot at the end. And here they are back in the finals. And it's because of Jimmy. And he's built himself enough body of work where people are looking at him and going, oh, this is not just playoff Jimmy. But people are starting to think about Jimmy Butler and his legacy. Someone who's been a six-time All-Star. Somebody who was supposed to be nothing but a dude who shoots a three and plays defense. Most improved player in 2015. Two NBA Finals appearances. But is he going to walk away with a championship? I don't think this year. Is he going to come back next year? It's not like he's getting any younger. Jimmy Butler is going to be 34 years old later on this year. And at this point, right now, today, in this series where Jimmy Butler has 8 points tonight on 2 of 9 shooting, it's like Jimmy Butler is either gassed or his ankle is more screwed up than anybody even knows. And so thinking about his legacy and the future and what he's been able to do with his career up until this point, Jimmy Butler was with Jared Greenberg on NBA TV, and he was asked about his future. And more specifically, Jimmy Butler was asked about his Hall of Fame chances. Listen to this.
Have you allowed yourself to think what it would ever mean to you to be elected into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
Don't care.
You don't care whether you're a Hall of Famer?
No, I don't.
Do you think your resume?
Honestly speaking, could care less. If we're being brutally honest, if I was selected to the Hall of Fame, I'm not going.
You're not going to accept it?
No. I'm not going. Like, it's like the festivities and all of that. I just want to, like, go put my feet in the sand somewhere. That's it.
You wouldn't accept that honor, the greatest honor in basketball?
It's an individual thing. You know, I'm not for the individual type stuff. I'm really not. I'm like a team guy.
But even after it's all said and done and you've done...
No, I don't want to go. I'm not worried about the Hall of Fame, so I promise you. It's an honor, it is, but I could care less.
Interesting.
I mean that too, by the way.
Okay. I can tell you from personal experience, and I've met Jimmy Butler one time. Before Jimmy Butler went to an NBA Finals, before Jimmy Butler started making all-star teams, and I've met the guy. And he's the only person that I've met over the course of I don't even know how many years. When I introduced him on camera as a basketball player here for the Chicago Bulls, he said to me, he says, man, I'm more than a basketball player. And I'm like, yeah, we know that, but we know you from being a basketball player. Otherwise, I wouldn't be speaking to you right now. And so over the years, we have seen Jimmy Butler really show how eccentric he can be. Whether it's unexpectedly rocking out to country music, whether it's putting in dreadlocked extensions into his hair, he marches to the beat of his own drum. And so I want to believe that Jimmy Butler doesn't care about the Hall of Fame. And that might ring true today. Because really, what is the hardcore conversation about? I think the only way we legitimately have that conversation is if Jimmy Butler actually wins a championship. And it's not here right now. Jimmy Butler has to do a whole hell of a lot more work over the next few years, I believe, to go ahead and put himself in the Basketball Hall of Fame conversation. And so, yeah, he's in the middle of it all right now. He's playing for the Heat. He's trying to win a championship. He is trying to get a title. You heard him. He's all about team. He's trying to get a title for the Heat. And so, yeah, sure, he can think about everything that he's done and what he's done for the team. And by the way, he also won a gold medal in Rio. You can put that on the box as well. He's an Olympian. Let's park it. If I'm Jimmy Butler, I'm not even answering the question that way. I don't care about the Hall of Fame. It's like, can I finish my career first? I don't know how many more great, good, solid, all-star caliber years Jimmy Butler has left in him. But let's park it. Because if Jimmy Butler retired, let's say, next week and did not win a title, he ain't going into the Hall of Fame. And I think the only way he does so without a championship is if he strings together more all-star caliber years. And I don't know if he has that in him. The way that he plays, balls to the wall, 100 miles per hour, no quit, no give up. Jimmy Butler's one way into the Hall of Fame, for sure, is a title. And unless the Miami Heat want to come through and jump into the history books here alongside the Cleveland Cavaliers, there's no Hall of Fame for Jimmy. And so do I believe him for right now? He doesn't care about the Hall of Fame? Yeah, sure. When it's all said and done, probably not. It shouldn't be anything that he needs to worry about. Good luck to Jimmy Butler, though. I think he needs some of that luck tonight first. How about this? At this moment, the Miami Heat lead 64-60. There's about 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Jimmy Butler, still bad tonight. 8 points, 2 of 10 shooting. I don't think anybody'd be shocked or surprised if the Denver Nuggets were able to bounce back and win this game at home. We got plenty of time left. Let's see if the Denver Nuggets can go out there, close this series out, and pick up their first NBA championship. We'll keep you updated as the game continues on. You know how to reach me. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Jimmy Butler doesn't care about the Hall of Fame, but I care about you. The phone lines are open. I'll pick them up on the other side. And then we got to talk about Brittany Griner. We got to talk about the PGA. We got to talk about Saquon. We got to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. It's a beautiful Monday night, and I'm just getting started. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Denver Nuggets trying to close things out, and they are getting closer and closer. Matter of fact, the game is tied right now. 66-all, less than 2 minutes left here in the third. So the Denver Nuggets have fought back, and they're going to move into this fourth quarter. Let's see if they can walk away with their first NBA championship. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we heard from Jimmy Butler. He had a conversation with NBA TV. Jared Greenberg pretty much asked him, hey, what do you think about your Hall of Fame potential? What do you think about you entering into the Hall of Fame? And Jimmy Butler just said, I don't care. I'm not interested. I'm interested in team awards. I don't care about this individual stuff. And he was goaded and he was prodded and he said, I don't care. I'm serious. I really don't. He might feel that way right now. How he feels in another 5 to 10 years is a different scenario. I don't think Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Famer. If Jimmy Butler walks away with a championship, then we can have that conversation. But I think he'd have to maintain his current level of play for, I don't know, 3-4 more years before we can look at him as such. It's nice to talk about. It's nice to imagine, but I don't think he's there. 855-212-4CBS. Skip, he's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Skip.
JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think as far as Jimmy Butler being in the Hall of Fame, it's still, of course, questionable. But what I would say is that out of the big three sports, football, baseball, and basketball, the Hall of Fame for basketball seems to be the least valuable, or it doesn't seem like it's that much of a credit to a basketball player. Like, even some halfway decent players that, I don't know, I just don't think the Hall of Fame for basketball, and this has nothing to do with Jimmy Butler. I'm not trying to rip on Jimmy Butler, but what I would say is that the Hall of Fame for basketball is the least valuable of the big three sports, and that's all I wanted to say. And I really appreciate your show.
Well,
you have
all right.
A really good vibe, and you and Dave Shepard have a good rapport.
Oh, well, thank you, Skip. I appreciate you for calling from Texas. I was looking for a particular example, but I don't think he had one. Otherwise, he would have shared it. Here's the deal. I agree with you. The Basketball Hall of Fame is much different than the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And there are a couple of reasons I believe why. So when you think about football, NFL football, right? It's played here in America. That's it. It has nothing to do with nothing else. There's a College Football Hall of Fame, and it's we got a nice museum right down the road from me here in Atlanta, literally a couple blocks away. And then you have the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which we know is in Canton, Ohio. That's it. There is zero interest unless you're a tourist from somewhere else. You know, it's for Americans, right? Okay. Pro Football Hall of Fame. I can pretty much go ahead and say the same thing about Cooperstown. It is about baseball. And we've had a whole lot of dudes as well, I'd say, over the past few years that just go, well, man, Pete Rose is not in there, and then we don't got steroid cheats in there. It's but it's American. When you think about the Basketball Hall of Fame, like, basketball is an international sport. It's not just played domestically here in the United States of America. We have certainly seen its growth over the past several years. Look at the MVPs. Look at the man who's likely to win Finals MVP, if not tonight, at some point over the next week. Look at Jokic, Serbia. Look at Joel Embiid coming out of Cameroon. Look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is Greek via Nigeria. I mean, the NBA has grown leaps and bounds internationally over the past 30 to 40 years. Basketball Hall of Fame. Not NBA Hall of Fame, basketball. And so you start to take into account people's contributions to basketball, period. Is it as an international player? Is it about breaking barriers and opening new doors like a Yao Ming? Is it a Manu Ginobili who had success in the NBA and overseas and in Argentina? I mean, we can go on and on. And so I don't want to just say the Basketball Hall of Fame is just open for everybody or say that it's weaker. It's just different. I think there are different qualifications. I mean, what NFL player would you look at and say he had a profound impact on the game, not just in the United States of America, but on Earth? Nobody. Nobody. Because nobody, well, let me not say nobody. Of course, there are fans of the NFL everywhere, particularly in Europe. But the world does not give a damn about the NFL. It's just the facts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, having said that, still don't believe Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Famer right now. I don't even think he's trending in that direction. Chris is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
JR, how you doing, man? I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, man, I was in San Francisco on Saturday and part of Sunday, and I blew into these two sports bars right on Fisherman's Wharf. I was so fortunate. I got off the freeway. It's only the third time I've ever been in San Francisco, by the way. First time was in 1977.
San Francisco is a beautiful city, Chris. What are your thoughts on some sports? What's going on? Tell me.
Well, I mean, I'm following this game tonight, and I believe you and I had a conversation before the series, and I think we both picked Denver in five. I'm not positive, but that's what I remember. But, you know, your thoughts, that interview you just ran on Jimmy from Jerry Greenberg, was it? It just touched me, man. And everything you're saying about his Hall of Fame credentials and whether he wants to go in or not, I mean, it's so spot on, JR. That touches me also because, in my opinion, Jimmy is a lock Hall of Famer if he quit after this series. You know, we disagree on that a little bit, but I think that in, 10 years or so, when he reflects back on, everything he's been through and his basketball career, the knowledge he's picked up, the friendships, you know, playing under guys like Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, the teammates, Bam Adebayo, and all these guys. I think he's going to roll into the Hall of Fame with his family, and those guys are his fam.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Cali. Yeah, it's hard to evaluate these things when you're in it. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about from his own perspective. Like, he's not done. His career is not finished. In a couple of months, he'll be 34. I don't think he's going to go backwards in regards to his skill set. He is what he is. And his career has been amazing. Look, if they put Jimmy Butler in the Hall of Fame, that's why I even said it's a difficult conversation to have. If he retired tomorrow and they put him in, I go, whoa. What are we doing here? What are we doing? He went to two finals, justifiable, helped lead them there. Okay, yeah, good, great. But when I watch Jimmy Butler, I don't say to myself, oh, my God. There have been spurts and moments of it, but it's not what he's been for his whole career. It's not a huge stretch. We've seen the moments where he's just straight driving you in, but he's not in that upper echelon. Even if I have to think about similar stars who did not win a championship, or it took them a long time or the end. For instance, someone like Gary Payton, man. Gary Payton for sure. Hall of Fame. You know, and it's not just being defined by a championship, which he got at the end. You look at all of his All-Star games. You look at him being one of the best defensive players. You look at his time as a point guard and leading the way. Jimmy Butler hasn't done it long enough, if you ask me. Give us some time. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, it's a heck of a game. I'm listening to you and watching the game. Nuggets are playing sloppily, if that's such a word. I'm nervous. Please, if you can, mollify my nerves. Can they pull it out?
The Nuggets?
Yes, sir.
Denver Nuggets just went on a run here to retake the lead, so I wouldn't okay. be too concerned. Maybe what I said is coming to fruition, and that Miami is maybe it's shot a shot. It's taken its biggest and best shot, and they've maybe run out of gas. As of right now, Jimmy Butler has 8 points. He's 2 of 10 from the field. I mean, is he going to all of a sudden have an awakening here in the final 10 minutes? I don't know. I don't think so.
Right. Hey. It
only takes one shot. Only takes
you
one shot,
it.
Though.
Hey, everybody, remember Agents of Inclusion. Go for your dreams. Love you, JR and Shep. Have a great night.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan, and thank you as well for helping to promote the podcast. Yes, Agents of Inclusion. Thank you so much.
Got a question for you, JR.
Yes, Denver Nuggets have been able to turn things around here, 75-71 now in the fourth quarter. If the Denver Nuggets can hold on to this lead, then yeah, they'll be NBA champions. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's good news for the Denver Nuggets. We come back on the other side. Unfortunately, I want to share with you some bad news or a bad incident that took place over the weekend surrounding Brittany Griner. And it is another reminder of what the hell the world is going through and where we're at in 2023. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, the Denver Nuggets, about halfway through the fourth quarter, they lead Miami 81-76 here in Game 5, trying to close things out in Denver and pick up their first NBA championship. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we talked about Jimmy Butler. He was asked by Jared Greenberg about being in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to get some more of your calls in a moment. But something else that took place over the weekend involved, unfortunately, Brittany Griner. We know Brittany Griner back home here in the United States of America. NBA season or WNBA season is already underway, and Brittany Griner is beating up on people on the basketball court like she never left, like there was never a problem or an issue. She's averaging 23.7 rebounds and almost 3 blocks right now for the Phoenix Mercury. We know that in the WNBA, there's been a lot of conversations about how much money they make and how it's allocated and how it's spent. And one of the sticking points has been how WNBA players travel. And typically, it's been commercial. The Brooklyn Nets and their owner, Joe Tsai, they were actually punished for putting their players on private flights because it gives an unfair advantage when the other team is pretty much having to go out there and fly commercial. And so with Brittany Griner's status, she has been granted by the WNBA the opportunity to fly private herself. The Phoenix Mercury as well, at certain points throughout the course of the season, which just got underway, they've also flown semi-private, so they haven't necessarily always gone commercial. Well, this past Saturday down in Dallas, they did. They were going from Dallas to Indiana to play the Fever, and unfortunately, Brittany Griner was accosted by what I can only call a jackass who wanted to harass her in an airport. This guy works for the Blaze media platform, and this man pretty much tried to approach Brittany Griner and, you know, make himself internet famous and make a whole hubbub about I ran up on Brittany Griner and asked her if she still loves America with the detainment, and it just being a pain in the ass for no reason at all. And so there was actually a police report taken because this man who tried to film and harass Brittany Griner, he was stopped by Phoenix Mercury security. They did not press charges, but a police report was made because he allegedly, reportedly, made contact with the security guard who did not want to press charges. So just unfortunate for Brittany Griner. Like, if you're not happy with what took place and Brittany being home or what the exchange was or what it was not or how you view worth it, why are you taking it up with Brittany Griner? Like, call your local politician. I don't call somebody. Leave Brittany alone. And I mean, the most that she's done is gone out of her way to also try to be a mouthpiece for others and bring an awareness. So the WNBA and the Phoenix Mercury, they're not going to reveal what they're going to do or the security measures that they will take. But they pretty much said that, yeah, we're going to try to nullify this, stop this from happening into the future. A matter of fact, the Phoenix Mercury head coach, Vanessa Nygaard, she spoke about what took place regarding Brittany Griner. Listen to this.
As everyone by now likely knows, yesterday there was an incident with BG and our team at the Dallas airport. No one should be a victim of targeted harassment. I'm grateful that our team and our staff are physically okay. And most of all, I'm grateful that BG has been back here in the United States for 185 days now. And if her being home makes some people mad, I think that obviously says more about them than it does about her. It's also a reminder to all of us that the Mercury know that there are families whose loved ones are not home yet. And I'd like to urge everyone to visit bringourfamilieshome.org to learn more about wrongfully detained Americans and what we can do to support them and their families. As an organization, we will continue to bring their families to our games and say their names and amplify their messaging. As a coach, just what I want for our team is for us to be safe, and I want us to be together.
Yeah, I think at minimum, that's what they said they were going to do, is continue to raise awareness. What are people mad at Brittany Griner for? What did she do to anybody? Nothing. Take it up with the government. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, JR. And your host. Don't worry, Shep. I didn't forget you. Listen, this is unpredictable, what's going on in the NBA. This guy is the most uncoordinated basketball player I ever seen.
I assume you're referring to Nikola Jokic, this guy?
Yeah, the lumberjack.
Okay, this guy. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
I call him the lumberjack. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they are going to be in our face. They're going to be in the Western face for the next 4 or 5 years. I will not bow down to my Celtics. We're almost there. All I need is a big frame like Brooke Lopez in our team. You know, they're pissed off. The coach got fired, and so we already got a piece, an assistant coach.
All right.
But getting back to Brittany.
Well, quickly, Paul, please.
Okay. If the state of Texas to get independence from the United States, they would do it, okay? They think they're privileged, okay? They think they have the best college teams. They think they have the best gymnasiums funded by the best senator in the United States, whether it's oil money or no oil money. To me, the state of Texas,
okay,
if they could get funded by the United States, they okay, would Paul. Lose. They would right, lose big
Paul.
Money.
Paul, thank I don't, you, I don't know what the hell that has to do with Brittany Griner, but thank you for taking us all over the world. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike. He's calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. How you doing? Love your
I'm
show,
excellent.
Man.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Still breathing. That's my email. Still breathing. 5001. Can't complain. But no, I don't know why people are trying to celebrate something or disrespect something. It really doesn't matter.
What is something?
And Brittany Griner, you know,
okay,
like, I don't know why people would try and celebrate that or disrespect it one way or the other. Just let it be. She's playing basketball and we should be happy about it. She's back in the United States. To me, like a marijuana fine in Russia, that's really stupid. You know, people should look at that like, that seems really stupid. Like, it should just be common sense.
I think most people are past that, Mike. And thank you for calling from Wisconsin. I was confused from the get-go. Brittany Griner is a she, not a something or an it. I think people are past her being home. I think the more recent issue is, hey, respect her as a person. She didn't bother anybody here. Did I miss anything? Did she disrespect somebody here in the United States of America? Did she insult you? Enough that, you know, she needs to be accosted and harassed in an airport? Like, how much of a loser do you have to be to just run around sticking a camera in somebody's face for no purpose but to be a jerk? Like, I think that's more criminal when you got to do something off of somebody's back or act like a jerk to get attention. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with Brittany Griner's arrest or her being celebrated. I don't ever think she necessarily was celebrated in that regard. I think people celebrated the fact that she was released, but I don't think anybody put her up on a pedestal and gave her a crown. And I didn't see any of that happening at all. So I think just like any other human being on planet Earth, I think she deserves to be left alone and not harassed. I don't think that's too much to ask for. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Denver Nuggets are still out here trying to walk away with a championship. 86-84 right now. A little more than 3 minutes left in this game. Everybody, the referees were out here trying to figure out a foul call that sent Jimmy Butler to the free throw line. Hey, Shep, how long did they try to figure out whether or not Jimmy was fouled, even though he kicked his leg out? What was that, about 3 minutes?
Too long. Yeah, it was at least 2 minutes. I think he heard your monologue, though, JR. He scored the last 9 points in the game, not just for the Miami Heat, man.
These are the elements of what's going on with Jimmy Butler. You see it in spurts. You see it in instances. And that three-point shot, he kicked his leg out.
Right.
And I don't know what did they call? They called it on Aaron Gordon.
They did,
probably,
and he
right?
obviously was he was very much bothered by that call, as was Nikola Jokic. You don't see him get that emotional on the court. They were both furious with that decision.
Nikola Jokic a pawn. And this is after the review, which is pretty ridiculous. And the Miami Heat have gone on an 8-0 run here in the last 90 seconds. So they are kicking and screaming on their way out the door. That last three-point shot was garbage, or at least I should say the foul call. And what the referees saw in that, I would be very interested to hear from. It won't matter if the Nuggets can hold on and win this game tonight, but you will hear about it all day tomorrow if they lose as a result. And so Jimmy Butler trying to keep things alive. And Shep, what are your thoughts on what I said about this man and even the Hall of Fame thought that was presented to him by Greenberg?
Sure. I mean, so look, I don't know why they're bringing that up. It's not relevant. They're down 3-1 in NBA Finals. The Hall of Fame conversation should be way on the back burner. But with that being said, you know, look, the reality is Jimmy Butler is a fringe Hall of Famer at best. So the arrogance on his and the hubris part on his part to say, I get if it's Michael Jordan, you know, if you feel like the honor is almost beneath you and you are being asked to be doing something every single day of your life because of your notoriety, because of your platform, because of your fame, but you're Jimmy Butler. That's the ultimate honor to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, what's interesting, JR, is he's at the 5 All-NBA team threshold. And so that's really like hit or miss, where any person that has made 6 All-NBA teams that has been eligible for the Hall of Fame or more in NBA history, they are all in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. It's that 5 selection that's like hit or miss, like Amari Stoudemire's 5, Blake Griffin is 5, Kevin Johnson is 5. Those guys obviously are not in. Kevin Johnson will not get in. I don't think Blake or Amari will get in. So, to your point, he's got some more work to do. There's no denying that. He does.
Yeah, and I don't think it's arrogance on his part to say, I don't care about the Hall of Fame. I think at this point in his career, he may not. I don't think for what he's worked towards and where he's come from that it's a matter of arrogance. He legitimately might not be interested at this point. So I don't consider it arrogance. And he said it as much. It would be an honor and this and that. Is he being truthful? Will his mind change when he's 40 and he's on to something else? Quite possibly. But, yeah, there's no – I don't think there's a Hall of Fame.
But if it's an honor, Jared, then go show up if it's an honor.
I don't disagree with you. But I don't think just because he says he's not interested is a matter of being too good or too arrogant, especially how he worked to get here. We'll see if he can get his hands on a championship. It may not come to fruition. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we might have an NBA champion. Don't move.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Erect posture is a fantasy no longer. Sit upright at your desk and make your mom proud. Zen Posture is the wellness and work productivity app bringing you stacked spine micro improvements each day. Finally feel good at the end of work by being mindful with your body and movement with the expertise and understanding of Zen Posture app. Install the Zen Posture app on your phone or computer today at yayzen.com. Use promo code GOTBACKSNAPS for 1 week free trial.